Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of March 2018, and this is the 762nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm just getting ready for a writer's cave here, and I'm really, really hoping that it's going to happen this time. And that if I happen to be the only one here, that I've got the strength of will to write for that time, for the 3 hours, that I would if someone else were here. So I'm just tidying up so that I can make the place ready. At the moment, there's no room at the writing table because next to me is my bike, and being recharged from the socket. So I need to remove my bike and clear the desk ready. I need to wash up and tidy up a bit before six. So even if I'm on my own, I should be in a tidy house as well, which will be nice, which will make it easier to focus on what I need to focus on. I've had a very slow day again today. I know yesterday I said I would prepare myself to go somewhere in the early morning because it was going to be a beautiful day. In fact, when I woke up, it was very, very overcast and the sort of day where you really wanted to stay in bed. And I didn't go anywhere this morning. It's been a beautiful afternoon, but I went and wrote at the cafe, but I haven't had any exercise apart from my qigong. I don't know quite what this this sluggishness is about. I have put my name down for a lead bike ride on Saturday, which will be quite challenging. It's quite a long way. It'll go from the regatta grounds in Hobart, I think somewhere near the, what's it called? The War Memorial, the Cenotaph is what I'm trying to say. And then it'll go from there to Mona, the art museum, the modern art museum. That is really fantastic. And we'll all stop there and have a coffee and a quick look round and then come back. It is quite a long way. I'm not quite sure how far, but I think it'll probably be about the extent of my battery. I hope not more than that. I certainly don't want to find I have to bicycle up back home without any assistance from the engine. So I do know that I am getting some exercise on Saturday and actually on Sunday as well. So I won't give myself too hard a time. I do think that one of the reasons I've been so homebound and actually also tired is that I made a really big decision late last week to book a ticket to Europe for next winter. And there's something, I think it's in one of the Moomin stories, that little Sniff or Sniff says that it really loves adventure, goes looking for adventure, but when adventure comes its way, it is so frightened. And I think I'm a bit the same. I really miss miss being in Europe, miss my friends, miss the landscape, the languages, a whole lot of things. I miss a lot from there. But it is so far from here. And as soon as I actually think, or when I think about going there, I kind of dream about it. But actually making the decision to do it and knowing that there's this long trip, this big distance between here and there, and the idea of leaving the place where I feel very much at home and have a lot of friends and a security, I suppose, fills me with fear. And so I think one of the reasons I'm just kind of sticking inside all the time is a bit of a reaction to that. I know that once I'm on my way, it'll be fine. But it's interesting, twice in the last three times that I've been over there, I've had to go at extremely short notice, like, 2 days in one case and 2 hours in another case, and not having any time to think about it and just going was much easier than this, and knowing it's going to happen in the future. But although at the same time, I really love the idea of having time to plan and to make, you know, wise decisions about what I'm doing and where I'm going, and being able to really think about it. But yes, I didn't have time for the terror those couple of times that I did it. And the last time I went, when I wasn't having to, didn't have short notice, but had a bit of time, not nearly as much time as now. I think my decision, I had about 3 months rather than almost a year. And at that point, I felt as if there was a lot of unfinished business and I really needed to go back. And this time, I don't really feel that. I would have loved to have seen my aunt again, but she's now died, so there's not really that imperative either. So I think that's why I'm the way I am at the moment. Anyway, it's odd how we react to things. When I went to write in the cafe this afternoon, I found myself just sort of staring at the page and not really doing anything very constructive. So before tonight, or within the next half hour, in fact, I'm going to print out some of the stuff I've written and again try and go through it with a red pen and see if I can get some sense back into it and get myself moving tonight. I do know that stopping physically and stopping with my writing can lead into a bit of a hole, and that if I can just maintain some momentum, however small, I will feel better, as well as getting things done. So that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm about to do. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you are about to embark on a good day, and that you are able to focus on whatever it is that you're doing, have some enjoyment from it, some pleasure thinking about it. And if you're doing something that is scary to you, be very, very gentle with yourself. Thank you so much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday.